then it was real handy to lay that, put it in a pan, put in the oven, and then fry the brown it, and then fry the fat all out of it, you know, and it was so good. I'd like to have some today, some of those things. But we never have anything like that anymore.
Wouldn't be the same.
I've tried to buy a shoulder and grind it up and make sausage, and it just don't have the sweet flavor that our sausage has. We would make a tub full of sausage when we butchered. And sometimes, a few times, we would fry it down. We'd put it in fruit jars and pour the hot lard over it, you know, and seal it up. And they'd keep real good that way. Not brown it real good, but cook it real through real good. And pack those little patties down in fruit jars and then pour the hot grease all over it. And then sealed up. That we use the mason jars with rubbers on them then.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never found one, but I kept real well. Never had one spoil.
Mm. Did you ever do anything with the small intestine other than using it for sausage casing?
No, the stomach we would cook that. In beef it was tripe, and in hogs it was chitlins,
mm-hmm.
And it was real good. We would boil that, and then we would cut it up in pieces and put it in a batter and fry it, and it was real good. That was the stomach, the paunch.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the paunch, you know, the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And then beef, it was real good. It was tripe. We always saved that and eat it, you know. We didn't keep it a long time, but a week or so after butchering, well, we'd have good things to eat.
You couldn't keep it very long. When did you boil your potatoes in?
Well, we just boiled them in iron pots that we had. Our pots was all iron pots in those days. And then we got granite pots, you know, later on.
Yeah, those rascals would chip.
Yeah, they would, uh-huh. Now I have all stainless steel, I have had for 20 years. Had this Revere ware when the very first come out, and I'm still using it.
Mm-hmm. We have that, too.
Mm-hmm. I really don't prefer the copper bottom. They tarnish so badly.
That's what my wife says.
That's now they make it without the copper showing.
Oh, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, the copper's in there, but it's not on the outside. And if I didn't already have what I have, I'd get some of that.
Yeah, my wife likes Magnolite, that good thick aluminum.
Yes, only it sort of blackens the sink.
Yeah, that's true. She doesn't seem to mind that so much, but she doesn't like to shine that copper bottom.
No.
And she won't let it tarnish. It makes me so mad.
Well, you can get this twinkle and keep them pretty good.
My grandmother used to use salt and vinegar.
Yeah, oh yes, I did.
Boy, that really makes them sparkle, doesn't it?
Yes, when we first got our copper wire, we did that.
My aunt would say, no, I'm not going to use that. It wears out the bottom too fast.
Oh, no. Well, that's salt and lemon juice, too, is good.
Yeah. What's the difference between a pot and a kettle?
Well, I don't know. When we had what we call the kettle, it had little feet on it, and its bottom went down in the where you take the stove cap off, you know, right next to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call the kettle, and the pot was what had a flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And this little pot, this little iron kettle that my son has out at Norman in his den, it has a three little legs on the bottom of it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It, informally,